In 2016, Christopher Spates of Capitol Heights was arrested after several pieces of child pornography were discovered in an online account that he used. His victims were numerous, and in many cases, they're still unknown.
The 150-some-odd files that were on his cell phone, his computer, have unfortunately found their way across the world.
Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch.
These are crimes that live on even after the perpetrator has been put in prison.
The predators lurking online know the cops at the local, state, and federal level are out there too, looking for them.
And they'll bring up different things that they've heard or read on the news.
And this Fairfax County detective, no name used here because of the work he does and the type of people he interacts with, says fear can be an effective deterrent.
We have a lot of people that are worried about getting caught, and so that stops them.
But an even better deterrent is you.
These kids, you're younger and younger, have these pictures out there already.
We really need the parents to stay on top of it.
So one of the first pieces of advice from a detective who has spent his share of time in chat rooms is, keep your kids out of them. And he says it's okay to be nosy.
Cell phones, all their accounts, they should always have the passwords too.
Make that the norm for you to go through their phone, so it's not just one day, all of a sudden you catch them doing something and now you don't trust them. But if you start that from the beginning where you're looking through the phone and it's not unusual for you to look through their phone, that's a good start.
Lieutenant Jane Burns supervises the Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Unit with Fairfax County Police.
Having a rule of thumb of not communicating with people that you don't know, people that you don't know as a parent. You're not allowed to communicate with strangers.
You should also lay down the ground rules for social media use.
No public access, you know, making sure it's secure and that no stranger can communicate or send your child a message. Just about every app out there that your children would have, you know, has filtering systems that would block that.
Another thing you can do, set up your child's phone so that you have to approve every new app that they download. Or set it up so whatever they download will also be downloaded to your phone, too.
There's apps that you can get that may look like a calculator or be disguised as anything, and there are photo vaults or there are other means to communicate.
And when bedtime comes,
the phone should be in the parents' room, especially up to a certain age. Like, you know, there's just nothing good that can come in the middle of the night on a cell phone.
This detective has learned that bedtime can actually be the most crucial time.
A lot of these problems are happening when the parents are asleep or the kid decides they're going to be texting or doing whatever at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night when they're supposed to be getting ready for school the next day.